Not Hashem. Today, I saw, Baruch Hashem, an amazing explanation of the Ben Ish Chai on a verse, Kol Ramcha Bagalgal, the voice of Hashem Yitbarach, of the thunders of Hashem Yitbarach, Bagalgal, in the wheel, in the circle. So, he's explaining Kol Ramcha. Kol Ramcha is explaining the word Ramcha, thunders, as complaints, tar'omet. All of your complaints, all of your angers that you have on Hashem Yitbarach, like Hashem Yitbarach is not righteous, like he's not judging you according to your actions, or I'm religious, I'm serving Hashem, I'm keeping Shabbos, Kashrut, what Hashem wants from me, I have peot, side girls. All of those judgments. So he said, "All kol ha'tar'omet shelcha bagalgal." You need to know it's because of a different lifetime, because of gilgul. Atikri galgal ela gilgul. It's true. Here you're righteous, be'emet, you're complete righteous, no complaints on you. But need to pay. You need to pay from a different lifetime. And Rav Shalom said in Shabbos that the days of Sfirat HaOmer, people think that there are days of judgments. And he explained, he said, those are not days of judgments at all. There are no dinim in those days. It's all kindness. Hakol rachmanut, hakol rachamim. So why people feel judgments? Because they're not accepting the supervision of Hashem Yitbarach. They have complained, they're not accepting, so they're creating judgments. But it's all rachmanut. Actually, Hashem wants to teach you something. You have to go through a certain journey in faith to learn. For that, you need to go down to go through narrow places and through certain difficulties. And only like that, you can really become to be that vessel that's going to contain the light of Hashem, that you're going to be able to understand Hashem. You're not going to go through those places. You will never going to meet him. He's there. He's waiting for you over there. You have a meeting in New York. You don't want to meet him in New York. If someone is going to ask you, where is your God? You should tell him, Bekach gadol sheberom. You should tell him in New York. He's there. Chas v'karpas. He's there. Lo alecha. Why not? New York. Ir gdola le'elokim.
Holy
city. Holy something. Hashem is there. Hashem wants to meet us. Hashem wants to reunite with us, to come back, to live with us. And we need to find him in the place that we dropped him. We dropped Hashem, and Hashem never left us. Just we forgot Hashem. Where you forgot Hashem? In your downs. Where were your downs? In New York. You need to go back. I'll come with you, don't worry.
Watch it.
What's the problem? Eliyahu called me from England. He told me, look, Arab, we're in England now. So beautiful. Why didn't you take me with you?
You want to go?
Yeah, Eric tried, but refused. What can we say? To lie, we don't want to lie. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed Hey 35, part Tet. Veze ha-chashmal, and that chashmal, ha-naaseh mibchinat ve-dover emet bilvavo, that been created by that aspect, that a man is talking only from a sincere point of he's looking, he's checking himself with real eyes. He wants the truth. Finally, he came to that place that he's searching for the truth. For us, Baal Tshuva, it's such a gift to be Baal Tshuva. It's such an amazing gift because this is it. You know that this world is a lie. You were there. You tasted it. So, alright, you need to work on yourself really to to settle down all of your wild thoughts, but actually you realize that it's empty. For a religious person, from birth, for him the world is still shining and wow, exciting, there are things. What can they offer you? What can they offer you? Another piece of meat. What can they offer you? Another glass of wine. What they can offer you? What that you haven't tasted? What? Money. Well, what can you do with money? To go to a hotel. All right, I've been there. I was in a lot of hotels. We've been in amazing hotels. All right, been there. What else? There is something else. A higher floor. What? A larger bed. What? If you slept on a king size bed, then you slept on the floor. So what else can they suggest you? You've done everything. This is it. No. My mother and my father, they went to United States long time ago, and they went in a supermarket and they saw a huge steak. A huge steak. And my father was amazed and he said, wow, amazing. And he called my mother and they look. Wow, steak, huge steak, red steak. And they took it and they saw on the receipt it's written horse steak. What can they offer you? Accidentally, they bought a horse steak. They didn't eat it, Baruch Hashem. What can they offer you? A horse steak? So, we need to know that Hashem is all good and to walk with it. And to walk with it for all of our lives. To come to that conclusion, to come to that decision, this is it. I want to believe in you, Hashem, that you're all good. This is it. And not to argue anymore. Not to argue. You know better than me. I saw where I took myself, where I put myself in this lifetime. I saw, Baruch Hashem, a lot of mistakes, a lot of lackings, a lot of stupid places, stupid situations. And Baruch Hashem now, when I started to lose my grip and to let you lead my life a little bit, so I see good results, Baruch Hashem. I see good reactions by that. I like it. It's better for me. I still don't hold it. I still don't cover it. It's still not mine. But Baruch Hashem, I can see Rav in Halel. He's so happy. Maybe if I'm going to see him enough, maybe if I'm going to hear from him enough, maybe I'm also going to have that smile one day. Maybe I'm also to see Rav wakes up before of sunrise, before of dawn, and all of his will is only to make everyone that he's gonna meet that day happy. You see that this is the reason why he woke up this day. Only to cheer up everyone, to make everyone happy, to make everyone dance. In one of the days of the Hallel, that Baruch Hashem, Hashem was so kind to wake me up also, and I made it to the Hallel, and we said the bracha, and after we said the bracha, we need to start to sing. And we're looking suddenly for Harav. Harav saying the bracha, we're answering Amen, and then we're saying the bracha, and then we start to sing. And we, Harav said the bracha, we answered Amen, and then we said the bracha, and we're looking for Harav. Where is Harav? Where is Harav? And then we see Harav running into the middle of the Beit Midrash. He's running to the Beit Midrash, to the middle of the Beit Midrash, to start dance. And he's starting to sing, Hallelujah, and he's singing and singing and singing, and he's running. And he is over 60, and we're field old. And he's jumping and singing as much as he can. And I'm telling you that this year he danced more than he danced ever in the last 10 years. Mamash dancing and lifting his legs in the air. And 2 years ago that you weren't able, and he said that he wanted to dance more and more, I couldn't believe it. And today that I saw that really, that Hashem gives him power, he's dancing more, and he really lifts himself in the air, and he's jumping, and with the children, and he took one of the children and hold his hands, and he's making circles with him, and lift that kid like a spin, and he's so happy. And you see that happiness, and you ask yourself, where is it coming from? So I want it. I want to be like that also. I want to connect myself also to a source of happiness, of joy, of satisfaction. To be religious, it's easy. You can see thousands of depressed Jews that are religious. It's not it. It's not what we're looking for. A Baal Tshuva is not looking for to be religious. We can join any cult that was in our options. It's not to be part of something. You look for the truth. And in the beginning of the journey of the tshuva, really you were mamash strong on that, to look for the truth, and you were making meditations and closing your eyes and talking to Hashem and going to lakes, to mikveh, to do whatever, putting tefillin, wake up before dawn, looking on things, opening your eyes to try to understand. And when you become to be religious, you forgot, you dropped all of the real wisdom of life to look for Hashem. You dropped it, and this is it. Hashem is in your pocket. This is why Haredim, they have so many pockets. You have Hashem in your pocket, and you forgot Hashem. This is it. It's in my pocket already. In my jacket, in my vest, in the kittel, in the captain. Thousands of pockets. Where is Hashem? You lost Hashem. So drop that religious part and go back to the fields and go back to Hashem and go back to the real tshuva, to work on your midot, because this is how we started. We were working on our midot, on our attributes, on our behavior. We weren't happy from our depression, from our angers, from our frustrations, from our emptiness. And then we found that Hashem is talking about it, that Ramchal is talking about it, that Rabbi Nachman Breslev is talking about it, that the Chafetz Chaim is talking. All right, and then we decided, all right, I'm going to learn Gemara. All right, but with the same will to find Hashem in the Gemara. Because if you dropped Hashem outside of the Beit Midrash, the Gemara will not going to help you. If you dropped Hashem before that you sit to learn Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is not able to help you. Only if you're bringing Hashem into the Limud HaTorah, if you're bringing Him to Shmona Esrei, it's ridiculous. To forget Hashem in Shmona Esrei, it's the funniest joke of them all. It's ridiculous. To say Hashem and not to think about Him, Sfatai Tiftach, Upegiti Latecha, Baruch Ata Hashem, we're talking to Him. All of the Shmona Esrei, you're talking to Him, but actually all of the Shmona Esrei, you're memorizing something to yourself with no connection to Hashem. But actually the words are a prayer to Borei Olam. It's a conversation. You say, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, open my lips, and I'm going to praise you. And then you're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, you are blessed, Hashem. And then you continue to bless Him, and to talk to Him, and to ask for Him, but He's not there. So, something is wrong. Yetzara tricked us. We need to bring back the faith. The faith means that concentration, power of concentration, Zikaron, Ve'ule Zikaron Ben Enecha, to remember between your eyes. That memory, to remember Hashem Yitbarach b'chol derachecha da'er, to know Him in every situation, in every moment. Especially mamash, when you're standing Shmona Esrei, or learning Torah Kedosha, to hold Hashem, to hold Hashem. If you learned 5 lines today, but Hashem was there, it's a lot higher than 50 pages without Hashem. 50 pages without Hashem, you don't have nothing. Like that we learned in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he built the Mishkan. If someone would give a needle to Moshe Rabbeinu, that needle was inside the Mishkan. But if someone outside would decide to give millions of golden coins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to build a Mishkan for himself, it would be like to worship idols. It would be Avodah Zarah. It wasn't worth nothing. But a needle in the Mishkan have an eternal value, because you joined yourself to the truth. So when you're connecting yourself to the righteous people, to the Holy Torah, to Hashem Yitbarach Himself, this is it, you're in. How much you're going to have, it's just going to develop, it's just going to be wider and going to spread and going to bloom and it's going to be amazing, more and more and more and more, because this is Hashem is endless. When you explain the infinity, you're saying, even if you're going to paint 2 dots together, mamash, one close to each other, in the closest that you can, actually, you can put another one inside. So, it means that it's always spreading. You found the closest one that you can put 2 dots together. You put them, actually you can put something else. It's spreading. All of the time it's growing, and you can put another thing, and another thing, and Hashem is watering, and it's growing, and growing, and growing. This is why the Torah calls water, this is why the Tefillah calls water. This is why the Torah calls sun, and this is why the Tefillah calls sun. because it's always growing. If you have something inside of yourself, this is why the Torah calls also coals. Because if you're blowing air on it, all of the fire gonna grow, gonna develop, gonna spread. This is the power of the Torah Kedosha. So for that we need that aspect of truth. And Rabbeinu is saying, and that chashmal become from that aspect that the man is talking heart inside of his heart, umalbish la'emuna, and it's dressed the faith, bechinat retzuot, who bechinat retzuot, and it's an aspect of lashes. What?
Straps.
Ki retzuot, because straps, hem makife malchut, they're surrounding the kingship. Hainu emuna, means the faith. Means they're surrounding the faith. Like we said, now Rabbeinu is calling that straps. Right? Straps, he said straps. וזה שאמר רב לרב שמואל בר שילת, and this is what the רב said to רב שמואל בר שילת, in the Gemara Bava Batra, קדימחה לינוקה, when you're gonna hit the baby, means that he was a rabbi, and he was supposed to punish the children, so he told him, when you're gonna punish the baby, the child, לא תימחה אלא בארקטה דמסנה, don't punish him, in no other punishment, with no other kind of strap, except of arketa demsane. What does it mean, arketa demsane? Or, retzuat or?
Leather strap?
Is it, does someone have?
Leather.
Leather strap. Retzuat or. Timche, timche, punish. Leshon tara means purify him. Leshon tara, כמו שכתוב, מחיתי כאב פשעיך, means, when you will want to remove his sin from him, you're going to remove it with straps of leather. Yanuka, the baby, who bechinat ma'ora child, he bechinat ma'ora katan, is an aspect of the small light. He bechinat shena, it's an aspect of sleep. Lo timche ela be'arketa demsane, don't erase it with nothing else except of a strap of leather. Hainu retzuot shel tefillin, means the strap of that tefillin. Kemo she'amru chachamenu zal, like that Rabotenu said, bischar she'amar Avraham, the reward of Avraham, because of that success that Avraham had, that he said, michut ve'ad sroch hana'al, that he will not going to receive even chut, string, strap, and shoelace. He didn't want it to receive. Zachu banav lishne mitzvot. So his children received, got them married to receive two mitzvot. Lechut shel tchelet, the string of tchelet, the tzitzit, ulirtzuot shel tefillin, and straps of tefillin. Ve'ad tzroch hana'al, and the words, the translation of the words, ve'ad tzroch hana'al, the shoe place, Targumo, the translation is Arketa Dimsane. Arketa Dimsani, those are the two words, this is the name of the leather straps that we talked about before. This is the translation. Hainu, kshata rotze lishmor et ha-maor ha-katon, means when you want to watch over the small light. Hainu, masar matan be'emuna, means the negotiation with faith. Means to remember Hashem Yitbarach while you negotiate, while you are working in your business, while you're learning Torah, simple explanation, pshat of the Torah. Shelo yinku mimena achitzonim, that you don't want the outsiders gonna put their straw and start sucking out your faith. לא תוכל לשמור את הננס, you will not going to be able to watch over that small light. היינו מאור הקטן, הקטון, that small light that we talked about. היינו ינוקה, means that child. אלא בארקטה דמסנה, just only with those leather straps. היינו רצועות של תפילין, means the straps of that תפילין. Means, היינו, שתמשיך חשמל מבינה. Liba, that you're going to pull the chashmal, the electricity, the light, from bina liba, from power of understanding, means from the heart, by talking words of truth in the itbodedut, Le'albish et ha'emuna, to cover the face and to watch over the face. Hainu means, like Rabbeinu explained before, Bechinat the aspect of Yeshamesh et Shimon ben Anas Kanan, going to be the helper of Shimon ben Anas, like we explained before. Shimon that is able to hear, and the hearing depends in the heart, because Natata le'avdecha lev shomea, you gave your slave a hearing heart, and then you're going to be the helper of Shimon ben Nanas, the son of Nanas. Nanas, we explained, it's the small light. This is that faith. Hainu sheikayem means that you're going to keep that verse. V'dover emet bilvavo bishat asiyat ha'masa umatan. While you're negotiating, you need to talk only words of truth. And Rav Shalom once explained the question that they're saying, that the first question the person is going to be asked in the world to come, in Judgment Day, is Haim nasata venatata be'emuna, were you negotiating with faith? So Rav Shalom explained it and said, they're going to ask you, what was your merchant? What were you selling and buying? What were you selling and buying? Was it faith? Haim nasata venatata be'emuna, were you selling faith and buying faith? Means, when you met someone, what were you looking for to find from him except of faith? You meet someone, you have so much to receive from him and to give him, so much. This is what the people feel. A lot of people that they're here for a certain time and then they're going and they meet friends from outside of the city, from outside of the yeshiva, or they meet their families and they feel, I don't feel nothing in common with them. I cannot talk to them anymore. I don't know. I went somewhere else and now we cannot communicate anymore. I'm telling them something about Hashem. He said, yes, wow, it's reminding me of that movie. And this is it. And now he's going to talk about that movie. And he wanted to talk about Hashem. This is our weapon. En kochenu ela bapeh. Our power is in our mouths. And the mouth is contaminated when you're not talking from point of truth. And when you're talking from a point of truth, this is it. You conquered. You're winning. No matter what you're going to say. My wife, for an example, she's very lack of self-confidence. And a lot of times she's afraid to talk and to say and to go certain places. And I'm telling her all of the time, and I'm telling you that all of the time, when we are smiling, when we're going with the right approach, that we have something and we're happy with what that we have, people like us also. People are smiling to us also. People are thirsty to accept from us. People want to honor us and to respect us. People want that. There are people that are fighting and arguing and I don't know what. Today there was the Tzfira of the Yom HaShoah. We were driving the car, me and my wife. We stopped the car and we went out from the car and we were standing. And you see, suddenly one Haredi, if Mashiach was here and everyone keeping halakha, great, I understand. There is no halakha to stand in the Yom HaShoah. I understand it. But if you see hundreds of people standing, and suddenly you see a Haredi, Hasid, crossing the street smoking, it's not right. Even for me, that I'm Haredi. And I understand there is a side in the halakha to say that he's right. He's not obligated. But from the side, like we talked before, of to care about other people, to start your tshuva, to be with Hashem. He's thinking about Hashem in Barach now, in his Mesirut Nefesh. Really, he is a believer. He is the light of the nation. Now he's illuminating the streets with the light of faith. Now, this is what it is doing. It's pinching the heart. You feel wrong. You feel that it's not right. Instead, you can stand and do it badedut, please Ribono Shel Olam. This is what I was doing. Illuminate the world with the light of your faith. Let everyone believe in you, that you're doing everything, that there is no bad in the world at all. Oh, can spend another 2 minutes, 1 minute with Hashem Yitbarach in your life. Wonderful. Wish to have that time every day. Can stop every day at 10. Talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Amazing. And everyone are uniting and standing. And it's perfect. So beautiful. Everyone are thinking good thoughts. Everyone are trying. So the ones that's aware, they're doing something. Religious people probably saying Tehillim and whatever. The one that learned to talk to Hashem Yitbarach are doing that. And to pray, this is what that we have. When you have your truth inside, you have your self-confidence that you're a believer, that you know Hashem is with me, and Hashem never leaves me. I was writing with the Rav Shalom, a book on the Baal Shem Tov for children, and we wrote over there the will of Rabbi Eliezer, the father of a Baal Shem Tov, to a Baal Shem Tov, to Rabbi Israel when he was a child. And he told him, and Hashem will never gonna leave you. This is how Rabbi Eliezer said to a Baal Shem Tov. Rav Shalom changed that. And he said, Hashem af pam lo ozev otcha, in the present. Hashem never leaves you. Not will never leave you. Hashem is with you. Now, all of that craziness, even of a Baal Tshuva, to look for Hashem, it's wrong. Hashem is here. You're alive, Hashem is here. This is the proof. You don't need other proofs. You just need to be with Hashem. Always, where? Here. In the worst places, in the highest places, Ki atzia she'ol ineka, ki esak shamayim shamata, I'm climbing, flying to heaven. Here you are, Hashem, my success came from you. You went down to hell, to the lowest places, to lust and desires. Atzia she'ol ineka, to the lowest layer of hell. Here you are, Hashem. You were waiting for me, Hashem. You're here. You send me. Rabbi Natan said, even if they're going to send me to hell, I don't mind. I'm going to start saying Likutei Moharan, and all of the righteous people are going to come straight from heaven to here. And this is it. So for that, we need to memorize Likutei Moharan by heart. The minimum one Torah. You find the shortest one, memorize that. You have something to do. Rav Shalom said, if a person doesn't learn in this world how to do it, but the dude, what are you going to do after 120? What are you going to do? We're so lucky that we teach Kalman Nachman to do it Bodedut. He would be so bored for a year almost. What can he do in Har HaMenuchot? Lying for a year like that, waiting for Judgment Day. If you don't know to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, what are you going to do? But now that you know how to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, this is it, you have everything. Because on every difficulty that you have, you can talk to Hashem Yitbarach on that. This is the biggest gift. And the biggest promise also, because what that Rabbeinu promised on Tikkun HaKlali, and what that Rabbeinu promised on Uman Rosh Hashanah, and what that Rabbeinu promised on all of other things, are very, very tiny, corresponding to 1 hour it was do. If you're looking, checking, the Shait was do. On Shait was do, Rabbeinu promised everything. Rabbeinu promised that He will lead you to your purpose, to your Tikkun. He promised that you will not going to see the face of hell. He promised that you're going to have a complete faith. He promised that He always going to give you a new soul. All of the time you're going to have, and you're going to create Shamayim Chadashim Ve'eretz Chadasha. You're going to be the creator. You, with your words of Tefillah and Torah, going to create new sky, new heaven, and new earth. You, with your Itbodedut. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us, that He's making us partners with Him, Shutafim Lema'aseh Bereshit. When you're saying Vayachulo Shamayim Va'aretz, you're creating Shamayim Va'aretz Chadashim in Shabbos. This is what that you're doing all of the time when you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach on the situations. You're creating those situations to be with Hashem Yitbarach again, back again. You're bringing Hashem Yitbarach into this world again. This is what that we're doing when we're crowning Hashem Yitbarach. And how we can crown Hashem Yitbarach if not through the Yitbodedut, while the Yitbodedut? We know that we forget Hashem Yitbarach in 18. We know that we forget Hashem Yitbarach in Limud HaTorah. And of course in other mitzvot. Only the Yitbodedut is the thing that's going to bring you to real humility. Even if you're coming and even if your Yitbodeduyot are out of arrogant, finally you're going to feel not comfortable with yourself. You're going to feel that something is wrong here. Maybe it's going to take you months. Maybe it's going to take you years of wrong Yitbodeduyot. But finally, it's going to bring you to the place of truth. That you're going to say, who am I lying? Why am I doing with myself? How much can I lie to myself? How much can I keep on hiding the truth? Hashem, you're here, and I'm zero, I'm nothing. Finally, you're going to come to that place. But people in Beit Midrash, with all shas in their head, cannot come to that. There is no guarantee that they're going to come to that. He can develop his being, his ani, to be stronger and stronger with every masechet and every masechet and every masechet, and to feel that He is huge, and actually Hashem is not in the picture at all. And it's horrible, it's horrifying. Because those people, they are the people that give the power to the Sitra Acha, to the Samech Mem, to the devil, to the black forces, to the dark forces. Because the dark forces, they cannot receive no power except from the side of Kedusha. The Sitra Achra takes their power, pulling their power from the Kedusha. They don't have no being except if they're leaning, if they're like tapilim, how you say, parasites, on the Kedusha. So who can lead them into the Kedusha? They have to have a middleman. A goy, an non-Jew, cannot take something from the Kedusha. What he can do with the Sefer Torah? To burn it. So he's bringing it back to Hashem. It's like sacrifices. He cannot touch it. Except of if there is a certain kofir that's going to sit with him for hours and going to explain to him and going to open the doors, the rooms of the treasures of the Torah to that non-Jew, to that kofir, to that epicurus, to that rasha. So for that you have to have someone from inside. The one that destroying us are coming from us, coming from inside. And Rabbeinu is saying that the Metzach HaNachash, the forehead of the snake, is the old people that are not increasing their Kedusha every day, that are not adding Tosfot Kedusha every day. Means religious people, frum people, strong people, old people, white beards people, sitting and learning Torah and praying, and they're not trying harder today to break their Yetzirah. They're not doing another tshuva. They're not looking a little bit more of Hashem Yitbarach today. They're just happy with what they have, and they're leaning back. They are the forehead, the metzach, the peak of azut, of being rude, of the snake. That he's coming with his forehead, with his metzach. He's coming to gore. He comes to fight. He comes with his wisdoms, with all of his kfirot, that he's holding them in his metzach, in his forehead. From where the forehead of the snake receives his power? From skenim shelo mosifim kedusha bechol yom. From old people that not adding more kedusha every day. And if you are old, and if you're increasing more kedusha every day, you're breaking the forehead of the snake. You are the one that have that power to break the head of the snake. You are the one. Yetzirah is fighting with all of the people, with all of the people in all of the levels, with all of the abilities, and the ones that are closer, the ones that are more gentle, the ones that are more sensitive, with them he's fighting the most, because from there he can grab holier things. By them he can control things that are higher. This is why when you're developing, you just what you need to do, you need to humiliate yourself more and more. You're growing and you need to take yourself down. Down, not chas shalom from Torah and mitzvot, down from arrogant, down from certain being. No, I finished that masechta. You finished that masechta. You finished that masechta. You finished that masechta. My son finished masechet chagiga. I asked him questions. He doesn't have a clue in masechet chagiga. I'm going to sit with Rav Yeshua Kohen and he's going to ask me. I finished Masechet Chagiga maybe, I don't know what, 10 times. You can ask me questions in Masechet Chagiga. I will not going to be able to answer you even on straight pshat. How many times we saw on righteous people, Talmidei Chachamim, that they explained to whole yeshivot different pshat in that Masechet. Came a rabbi to the city and he heard the Avrechim in a mistake. And he, what are you learning? Masechet, this Masechet. And he's explaining to them a different pshat, and this is it. And for years that yeshiva was wrong, and the Magid Yeshiur, and the Rosh Yeshiva, they were all wrong in the simple pshat. When you learn a little bit on righteous people, on tzaddikim, you see, they have different pshat, they're going straight, this is it. They're not clever, and I don't know, sophisticated, and have all of the wisdoms. It's not what you're explaining to him, your pshat, and it's not written. He's looking at you like, I don't want to insult you, but it's not in the pshat. And then he's explaining to you something that, and you were suffering, and you were fighting, and you were thinking, and you were consulting, and you opened out of books. It just went too confused. You didn't know how to go out from it. The pshat of the Torah, simple Torah, for that we need to cry, for that we need to ask, Ribono Shel Olam. Adricheni ba'amitecha, like David HaMelech that is asking Adricheni ba'amitecha. David HaMelech that every night from Chatzot until dawn, he was learning what that Tana in the generation of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, was learning in 100 years. David HaMelech was learning that in one night. And he's asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adrichani Ba'amitech, teach me the truth. You don't know the truth? What are you doing every night? He's asking from Hashem, lead me. He knows that without asking, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach, you cannot pray Shmona Esrei. Even that you know Shmona Esrei by heart, even that you have the Siddur open in front of your eyes, if Hashem will not gonna give you the power, you cannot say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avotenu Elokei Avraham. How many times it happened to you that you started Shmona Esrei and after 2 minutes you, hey, I'm in Sim Shalom. What's going on? How can it be in 2 minutes I'm in Sim Shalom? Where were I? Were I confused? And then you don't know where to go back to. And if you should, and you lost 3 brachot, 2 brachot, you started Barech Aleinu and you finish, I don't know what. You started Ata Kadosh and you finish with Sim Shalom, and you don't remember. You're not focused. How many times it can happen? If you lost one bracha, the halacha is saying, if you lost one bracha, I read it in the book of Rav Eliashib. If you lost one bracha in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, like you haven't prayed, it wasn't Shmona Esrei. All of the brachot, brachot lebatala. What are you doing? What am I doing? This is the real question. When I'm gonna start? Huh? You have an answer? When? What's gonna be, Ribbono Shel Olam? One day, we're counting on Rabbeinu.
It's always better to pray, even if you're not feeling it, and maybe you're gonna miss some things, and your head's not there. Is it still better to make the effort?
Of course, of course. Mitoch Shelo Lishma, Yavo Lishma. Who can say that now he can focus? Who can say? In the best day, who can say, now I can learn Lishma? Now I can pray Lishma? When you have that day, tell me. If you can tell me that you have that day, so means that you lost that day. In that moment that you said, oh, now I'm learning Lishma, forget it. Only when you feel sucks, you learn Lishma. This is what it means, Lishma. That you feel that you're the lowest comeback that's ever been created. This is it. This is Lishma. This is the definition of Lishma. That you feel that only Hashem can save. Only Hashem. This is Lishma. That you're worthless. Now it's Lishma. So you see about Tshuva, how many times he can learn Lishma? How many times Hashem made that, all of that circle for us, that we're so close to Lishma. We're so close to Lishma, alright, from behind, but we're close. We don't care. It becomes to be Lishma. It becomes to be Lishma. Because really, you're humble. You have the proofs for that. You have a reason to be humble. You're a jerk. What the fuck? Ruin everything that you're building. You have a wife and you ruin your shalom bayit. You have children and you ruin their education. You have yeshiva and you ruin your limud and you're not coming, or that you're coming and you're talking lashon hara. Hashem gave you eyes and you're looking at nonsense. You have ears and you're looking to hear shtuyot. And you have nose and you're looking for smell things, rotten things. And what's going on here? You're cutting yourself, scratching yourself, ruining yourself, breaking yourself. Stupid. And this is humility. It's really humility. Because you see that you're stupid and you accept it. If you accept it and you keep on serving, this is the highest level of Avodat Hashem. Highest, highest, highest. I can write it for you. For each and every one of you to sign for you. And I'm going to also bring the signature from Rav Shalom on that. Highest level of them all. If you know that you're dumb, that you're stupid, and you accept it with joy, and you keep on serving Hashem Yitbarach, this is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, on him, it been said that he was Shafel Vesavlan. Shafel means low. Vesavlan, that he was suffering it, means accepting it. To feel that you're low, everyone is feeling. Everyone can feel that they're low. They're not accepting it. They're arguing, like we said. They have Tar'omet. They are no. They're fighting. He's not accepting. He's not accepting that he's arrogant. He's not accepting. He'd rather to blame his wife all of his life. He'd rather to blame his children and his parents and his neighbors and his rabbis and his friends and the world and everyone and God. And he's blaming. It's easier for him. Why? Because he's just not accepting. He sees that he's a failure. He sees that. Just he's not accepting it with love. To accept it with love, this is it. This is where you go to a different place. Like we said, the higher level than Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not success. It's the will. It's Ratzon. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is telling him 1 week. Borei Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush, he told him, you're the messenger, you're the Mashiach, you're the Goel, you're the savior of Am Israel, you're the king of Am Israel. Go, go, Shalach et Ami, go save my people. Moshe Rabbeinu for a complete week is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show him that he's not the right man to that job, for that job. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. He feels so wrong. He feels so far. And he's holding that from with a point of truth that is so strong, so clear for him, that he's able to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. To try to find more reasons and more proofs for that, that he is not fit for the job. Who wouldn't jump on that job? Who wouldn't jump on that job? Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he is a man of truth. Not because he's humble and he's a liar and he's playing an act of humility, that it's a lie, that it's fake. No, he's looking at himself and he sees that he is horrible, horrible. He's not fit for the job. He's not holy enough, he's not wise enough, he's not smart enough, he's not good enough, he's not kind enough, really. So he's not the right man for the job. When Hashem Yitbarach is showing to him that there is no one else that can do that, so he's been forced to do that. He's accepting it. All right, I'll do that. What can I do? There is no one else, really? No one else? No. Aaron cannot do that? No. Chur cannot do that? No. The other holy chief rabbis, leaders of the tribes, they cannot do that? No one from Shevet Levi? No, 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 no. All right. What can he do? He's accepting that decree on himself. This is real humility. That you know that you suck. That you know that you are horrible. That you know that you're low. And you're accepting it with love. With happiness. Because if not, you're arrogant. You fall to sadness, to depression. No, I'm not learning enough. And it's obvious that you're not learning enough. Why are you so surprised? Why are you so disappointed? Why are you to learn enough? Why are you to open your word, mouth with learning Torah? What's your connection to Torah that you now thought that you're not learning enough? Enough means that something that you have. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh was sitting and playing chess with those two Epikorsim, Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Naftali were amazed. They saw Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, sits with those two Epikorsim and playing chess with them. After they went out, Rabbi Naftali and Rabbi Natan, both the two students were glued to Moshe Rabbeinu, came to him, to Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, came to him and hold him and asked him, what's your connection to those people? What are you, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, doing with those two Epikorsim? Maishtaychut, they asked him, what's I say Shteichut. Shaychus. What's your Shaychus? Rabbeinu, what's your connection with them? So Rabbeinu answered to them, and what's your connection with me? You're like two feathers on my kapota, on my jacket. If he's blowing, this is it. They're not holding you, Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Naftali. Flames of fire, not sleeping, not drinking, not eating. Fields only in front of their eyes. Limud HaTorah and Mesirut Nefesh. Rabbi Natan was sitting hours and hours and hours. People said on Rabbi Natan that he could be Admoram Shel Kol HaAdmorim. They're Admor of all of other Admorim. When the Rebbe Mikotz met Rabbi Natan, after a long conversation, if I'm not wrong, of 4 hours conversation, he said, that person, Rabbi Natan, he's a genius in Hasidut, genius in Hasidut. In the Likutei Halachot, if you learn Likutei Halachot, it contains all books of Hasidut. All of the truth of Baal Shem Tov is inside of Likutei Halachot. All of the Hasidut wisdom is Likutei Halachot. He was a genius. Rabbi Nachman said that if he's looking on a building, he knows exactly how many tefachim that building have. What's the height of that building in tefachim? Rabbi Yoshua Cohen explained that he could look at a tree and to know how many leaves, how many apples contains that tree. From an eyesight, looking, this is it. He knows exactly how many leaves on that tree. How many apples that tree contains. He knows that without counting, without looking, without seeing all of the tree. From the outside, he saw, this is it, he knows. This was the genius of Rabbi Natan. And he doesn't have no grabbing, no holding on Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's like a feather on the jacket, on the kapota of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who is Rabbi Nachman? Which merit we have that we can be close to him, that we are called on his name. I'm Chassid Breslev, learns in Yeshiva Breslev, I'm going to Uman, I'm Chassid Breslev. You don't know the meaning of the word Chassid. You don't know the meaning of the word Breslev. You don't know who are you. We don't know who we are. I don't know who am I. You know who you are? You know who you are in a different lifetime? You know who are you? You know if you were a Talmid Chacham, if you were a Kapo in the different lifetime? You know where were you? In which side of the Masrefot you were in Auschwitz? If you've been burned in Auschwitz, or if you were burning in Auschwitz, you know who are you? You don't know. You don't know nothing. We don't know. We don't know who we are. We don't know. And we have so many lackings, and Hashem chose us. And Hashem took us and made us a Jew, and made us to be Baal Tshuva, and made us want Him, and made us connected to real righteous people, to learn in such a holy place, and to pray, and to be connected, and to do it bodeduyot, it bodedut. It bodedut imala agdola veliona minakol. It bodedut, it's higher level than everything else. Everything else. On two things Rabbeinu said that. One, it's 1 hour it bodedut. Second, Uman Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah sheli ole al hakol is above everything. Two things. You have that gift, and it's yours. Your name is written on that gift. You can do 1 hour it bodedut every day. It's not a problem. It's not the real problem to do 1 hour it bodedut. Everyone that he's got that merit, he can do 1 hour it bodedut. And if you don't have the merit, you should cry on that. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the merit. Give me the merit to talk to you, to explain, to share, to have you in my life, to be part of that group of believers, of people that worship you, people that serve you out of love, out of their kind, loving kindness. Good people, kosher people, that want to hold the truth. Let me be part of them. Thank you, Rabbi Isai, very much for that. Shkoyah. Shkoyah.